If the U.S. and China fail to reach an agreement on trade this month, tariffs will soon reach deeper into the economy. While farmers and manufacturers have been in the middle of the conflict for months, there's more at stake for consumers in the latest round of talks. Harvest Public Media's Grant Gerlach has the story.
In September, the Trump administration launched its biggest round of tariffs yet, a 10% tax on thousands of Chinese products, including a lot of everyday stuff. I mean, it made me think of my toolbox. You'll see screwdrivers on the list, hammers, nails, nuts and bolts, and there's stuff like towels, soap, cosmetics. It's all on the list of tariffs. But that doesn't mean the price on the tag is 10% higher. It turns out that a lot of suppliers and retailers have been absorbing the cost themselves.
I can't stress to you how much companies care about maintaining that stability.
This is Uche Jared, a professor of international economics at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
It drives their profit margins, it drives their estimates for the future. Whenever there is a change, there's a lot of uncertainty that follows.
An analysis by the New York Federal Reserve estimates consumer prices overall are about 0.3% higher than they would be without the tariffs. Jared says companies are eating the cost because they'd rather lose profits than lose customers. Good news for shoppers, but it also means the tariffs are less effective because imported Chinese goods are still cheaper than American products.
I mean, the idea is the higher the tariffs, of course, the more you make consumers flip over. But if those prices aren't changing, then you're not going to get the desired effect that you want.
This is where the current negotiations between the U.S. and China could be a turning point. President Donald Trump wants to narrow the trade deficit and protect American technology. But if there's no deal by March 1st, that 10% tariff on Chinese imports will more than double to 25%.
At 10%, you can come to a very minimal change. At 25%, it becomes a different deal.
That's Irv Blumkin. He's the CEO of a home furnishings chain called Nebraska Furniture Mart. Blumkin says a 25% tariff is too big for suppliers to just hide it in their profit margins. It would impact prices for lots of things his company sells.
Certainly outdoor furniture would be, leather furniture. I mean, China is a powerhouse when it comes to producing goods for our industry.
In some cases, the difference could make American products more competitive, but Blumkin is also concerned that higher tariffs following the government shutdown and recent stock market volatility will make shoppers more likely to hold on to their money.
You know, they hear the news every day and they see some of the uncertainties that are going on, and I think that impacts how people think.
One option he says manufacturers have to avoid price hikes is to move production to places like Vietnam, Malaysia, or Mexico. And it's not just importers trying to work around these tariffs. American manufacturers are feeling the effects too. Bison is a company in Lincoln, Nebraska that makes sports hardware. I met the company's CEO, Nick Cusick, at a local YMCA where some office workers were playing a round of pickup basketball. The rims, the backboards, the wall pads, they were all made by Bison, and almost all the parts and pieces came from the U.S.
Since we do compete against a fair number of companies who buy offshore, you would think, generally speaking, that we would benefit from...
Yeah, aren't you supposed to be the winners in this thing?
We're supposed to be the winners.
Here's the problem for Bison. When the U.S. began taxing imported steel, the price for American steel went up too, as much as 50%. Cusick says the company had to raise prices this year to cover the cost.
We passed as much as we thought we were comfortable with without losing market share. But the end users, the schools, the consumers on our residential basketball side of our business, they're the ones that are getting hit. So it's kind of counterproductive.
Depending how the talks go with China, it could be that more businesses have to bring customers off the sidelines of the trade war and into the game. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.